Right, how's everybody doing this morning? All right, I'm glad you're here. We're going to have a great time this morning. We've been doing Jesus' words and his last words. And there's some southern sayings that I've heard. I've heard comedians talk about them and make fun of them. You can get away with saying just about anything about anybody you want in the South. And what they usually do, they'll say something along this line. They'll go something along, you know, you could put his brains on the head of a pin, and it'd be like a BB on a six-lane highway. Bless his heart. Yeah. Or they'll go, you know, you're driving down the road, and some 80-year-old lady is going 30 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour freeway, and you get frustrated, but you don't cuss, you don't get mad, you just look at her and say, bless her heart. You know, and you just say things like that. When I was back there, I visited my great aunt. She was 96 years old. And it was fun. We're sitting there visiting. She'd never said, I mean, I'm serious. I'd never heard her say a bad word about anybody. Never. Never said a bad word. And we were talking about one of her uncles. And he was fairly wealthy. They had discovered oil on his land, and he was fairly wealthy. And he came to church one Sunday in his brand new Cadillac. And he was all dressed up in his suit, and he had his brand new Cadillac. And she was saying he looked good, and he had his new car. But he forgot to put his teeth in. And, you know, and I mean, you know, that's all she said. You know, it's just like, he forgot to put his teeth in. You know, and they really never said anything bad. But you go to the South, they'll say things like this one. They'll go, watch this. You know, when you hear somebody say, watch this, it's time to call 911 because you know something stupid's going to happen. All right? You know, there's going to be some broken bones. Something's going to happen. You know, in the South, when you hear somebody say, watch this, it's like, okay, now what's going to happen? Well, here's what I want to tell you this morning. Jesus did one of this, watch this. I want you to think about this for a minute. We've kind of been following Jesus to the cross. Remember that? And we've been his words on the cross. Jesus going to the cross, whipped, beaten, smacked in the face, blood dripping from his back, blood dripping down his face, stabbed in the side, nailed to the cross, just flat out abused and hanging on the cross, hanging there on the cross, people walking by, yelling things at him, humiliating, abusing him verbally, he's abused physically, and he's nailed to this cross. And now Jesus is going to go, and this is what I want to say. Watch this. Watch this. Here he is, innocent, done nothing wrong, the perfect life. People could choose him or this convicted criminal. They could make a choice. Which one you want me to let go free? Pilate recognizes in it, and here he is, abused, beaten, nailed to the cross. And Jesus goes, watch this. Look at these words that Jesus spoke on the cross. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. Jesus is sitting there nailed to the cross. And those who nailed him there, those who whipped him, those who hit him, those who pressed the crown of thorns on his head, those who were yelling abusive things at him, Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus said, watch this. Now, if that had been me, I would have probably been more like Moses, all right? Anybody familiar with the story of Moses? I would have probably been more like Moses. There was a guy in Moses' day. Watch the movie Ten Commandments. You'll see him. His name's Korah. Easier if you read the Bible, you'll find a guy named Korah. And Korah always led these people into criticizing Moses. Always let these people, let's go back to Egypt, man. This is, Moses can't do it. Look, we're here at the river. The water's bitter. We're eating this garbage food, manna. Come on, let's go back. And finally, Moses says, I've had enough. If you're going to be with me, come over here. If you're going to follow Korah, you go over there. And God opens the ground and swallows Korah and all those people. If I would have been on the cross, I would have said, God, do a Moses, okay? I wouldn't have been praying, Father, forgive them. You know? You hit me, you hurt me, guess what? I get to hurt you. You know, you abuse me, you call me names. You know, or maybe I would have been like, I think it was Elijah. Some of you might recognize it better than I. I think it was Elijah, not Elijah. I can get confused sometimes. They were teasing him. Some boys were harassing him, calling him Baldy, okay? And they were calling him Baldy. And Elijah kind of had enough. Said, that's it. God, take care of it. Some bears came out. I'm not going to tell you what happened to the kids. You can kind of figure out what happened. I'll leave that to your imagination. But it's kind of like, you know, if that would have been me, I pretty much 99.9% sure I would not have said, Father, forgive them. I would have probably said, watch this, God, lightning. Yeah. How do we deal with forgiveness? How do we deal with those who abuse us? Maybe physically. Maybe emotionally. What about those who abuse us with words, accusations, lies, deception? How do we respond? How do we deal with this? See, what I want you to think about this morning is this message applies to every one of us. All right? My prayer this morning as I walked around the facilities here, my prayer this morning was, God, do I need to forgive anybody? If I'm going to stand before you and challenge you to forgive, my prayer was, do I need to forgive anybody? Now, there's some people I don't like, but do I need to forgive them? I was asking God that. Anybody in that park with me? You know, it's kind of like, God, I don't appreciate this. I don't like this. But is there something I need to forgive them for? Or is it just that I don't like them? Yeah, I don't know. And so I was talking to God about that this morning. We all wrestle with it, but we all need to understand what's going on here. Because truthfully of the matter is, I need forgiveness. All right? Anybody? That, you know, I've said things. I've done things. And I need forgiveness. First of all, I'm going to need forgiveness from God. You know, I got news for you. If you don't think you do, wake up. You need forgiveness from God, all right? All of us need forgiveness from God. But we also need to forgive others. And so we need this, and we need to understand all of us need this, and we need God's forgiveness, and we need to see this. And maybe you're married and you got a spouse you're kind of angry with this morning. Isn't it funny how you seem those arguments just seem to happen on Sunday morning on your way to church? Anybody? You know? Maybe a brother, a sister, or somebody, you know, it's just, you know, something just pushed your button, maybe a boyfriend, a girlfriend, you know. And on the way, it just seems on the way to church, things are always more tense. Anybody? You know, you get up in the morning and something's not right. You know, they didn't fix the oatmeal right or something, you know, and you've had it. You know? Maybe there's something at work. You know, maybe that guy at work or that girl at work, you know, or maybe somebody at school, you know, that person at school that just aggravates you. You know, they sit behind you at school and they just tick you off. You know, maybe it's a neighbor that's just kind of got a barking dog. Anybody got a barking dog neighbor? The dog just don't shut up besides me. You know, that dog just barks and barks and barks. You haven't even opened the back door of the house. It just barks. How do we deal? We all have these issues, and how do we do this? And I want to see, and here's what I want to make sure you understand. What we're going to talk about this morning, it's not just this. See, it's not just a promise. It's not just a word. Here's the promise. Look at the promise. Look at what this promise says. I will give him, now this is Jesus, all right, just kind of give you a test. We're going to talk about Jesus. And I will give Jesus the honors of the victorious soldier because he exposed himself to death. Is that true? Jesus died on the cross. He was counted among the rebels, died between two thieves. And he bore the sins of many and intercedes for the rebels. That's for us. Jesus is praying for us. And that's the picture we need to have. And this is what I want us to think about this morning. I want us to put forgiveness in the column of prayer. All right? As we go through this message, I want you to think about putting forgiveness in the column of prayer. But let's begin with this. What was it like before Christ? Here's this promise. Here's Jesus. What was it like before Christ? If you got your little outline out, here's what I want you to put in there. You owe me and justice is mine. All right? You owe me, and justice is mine. It's the law. All right? It's the law. Look at the scripture. Look at the scripture. You have heard it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You do me dirty, and I get to do you dirty. You are mean to me, I get to be mean to you. You hurt me, I get to hurt you. Now, I can only hurt you as bad as you hurt me. That's what it says. So if you knock my tooth out, I get to knock your tooth out, okay? You know, you use bad words against me, I get to use bad words against you. It has to fit. This is what it was like. You know, we have to see this. We have to hear this, you know, and we get mad. Let me ask you, do I have a right to get mad sometimes? Am I justified? Yeah. They did it. They started it. And I'm going to, what? I'm going to end it. I'm going to finish it. All right? And that's what, how we see these things, you know. And then we feel like this. Someone's got to pay. Someone's got to pay. And see, that's the kind of life. Is this kind of the world's principle? Is this kind of how maybe your neighbor, maybe your coworker, maybe a fellow student, maybe a mother, maybe a brother, a sister, is this kind of how they feel? You know, you started it, I'm going to finish it. I didn't do anything. You deserve what you're going to get. Turnaround's fair play. Here's the one I like. Do it to others before they do it to you. You know, and that's kind of how our world lives today. You know, and I was visiting with someone, and they're talking about this kind of stuff. And it's like, wait a minute, is that really? Now, before Christ, that's how it was. I tell you, read the Old Testament. It's really amazing. You know, you murdered somebody, or you accidentally, your oxen ran over somebody, stepped on them and killed them. You had to go to what was called the city of refuge. They had three on each side of the Jordan River. See, I'm going to give you some Bible knowledge this morning. They had three cities of refuge on each side of the Jordan River, and if you accidentally hurt somebody, you'd run to the city. If you didn't make it, and one of the, what they called the blood avenger, one of their relatives got you before you got there and killed you, that was your tough luck, okay? But then he better run to the city. Because he got to the city, you had a judge who would judge you. And eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth, that this was the law. That's kind of the law for the day, isn't it? Isn't it kind of the law today for many? But here's Jesus nailed to the cross, and Jesus says, Father, forgive them. I think that's a challenge. So what's it like after Jesus? What's the response after Christ? And I put it this way. God forgave me, so I'll forgive you. God forgave me, so I'll forgive you. We may talk about this, and I've used words like this, be the bigger person. Anybody ever talk about somebody like that? You know, you need to be the bigger person. You need to rise above. You know, and we'll use stuff like that. Look at this, what the scripture says. And forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. Forgive us of our debts as we've also forgiven our debtors. See, we need to kind of step back and remember who we are. See, in the midst of this unforgiveness, in the midst of all that's going on in our life, our hurts, our pains, we need to kind of step back and remember how much God has forgiven us. How much has God forgiven you? How much stuff in your life do you need to thank God? God, I think you don't remember that anymore. God, I thank you that you have taken that away. God, I thank you that I don't have to answer for that. Do we really understand the love of God? And I want you to see the two categories here. See, the two categories is, I need forgiveness. And the second category is, I need to forgive others. That is not easy. It's not easy to forgive. It's not easy to let things go. But we need to forgive. How do we do it? Why do we do it? Why should I forgive? Because they deserve it? Why should I forgive? I mean, what about all this? How do we balance all this? And how do I do it? And here's what I want to tell you this morning. As I'm going through this message and as I share this, I'm not going to give you, like, here's three easy steps to forgiveness. I'm not going to sit here and say, you know what? Just forget it. Just be the bigger person and forget it. You know? Yeah. I don't think forgiveness is that easy, all right? Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think forgiveness is that easy. I think there's really some struggles and some issues that we need to wrestle with. And there's somebody in the Bible that was doing that. His name was Peter. Peter ends up being one of the chosen three of the disciples, really close to Jesus. And there was this occasion Jesus was talking about forgiveness, and Peter jumps into the midst of the conversation. Peter never had a problem putting his foot in his mouth, all right? You need to know that. Peter was good at that. He had that hoof and mouth disease. And so he's carrying on this conversation with Jesus, and Peter's going to be this spiritual giant, all right? Yeah, you know, I'm going to be the spiritual giant. Jesus, I'm going to forgive people. Jesus, matter of fact, I'm going to forgive them seven times. God, I'm going to let it go. And if they do it again, and 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 they do it again, I'm still going to forgive them, God. Seven times, God. I am a good follower. I'm your disciple. Seven times. And Jesus sits there and goes, wait a minute. How about seven times 70? Do I got to get a black book now, God? So I can keep my Roman numerals? What are we doing here? And in the midst of this, Jesus tells a parable. Jesus illustrates this teaching with a parable. He brings it alive. He puts it into flesh so they could see it. And it's about a servant. And maybe you'll recognize it if you've been in church very long or if you read your Bible. You might recognize the story of this servant. The servant who owed literally millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, some scholars believe in today's terms it would be in the billions of dollars worth of debt. So look at this scripture here and this lesson that we can learn from this forgiven servant. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle his accounts with his servants. When he began to settle, one was brought to him who owed him tens of thousands of talents, billions of dollars in today's terms. And since he could not pay, his master ordered him to be sold with his wife and children and all he had and payment to be made. Make sure you understand what's going on here. In those days, you know, if you couldn't pay your house payment, they could come and take you and your kids and sell them, all right? You know, you're not going to be upside down, all right? There's no short selling here. You know, they're selling you, all right? So this king, he could sell it. He could sell him, all his kids, his wife, everything to make his money back. And all that he had and payment be made. So the servant fell on his knees, imploring him, have patience with me, and I will pay you everything. And out of pity for him, the master of the servant released him and forgave him his debt. Now, I don't know about you, but this is a really compassionate master, all right? The guy owed him billions of dollars. Do you see many banks out there forgiving you of billions of dollars a day? Anybody got a bank like that? Yeah. We can't even get $300,000 to finish our church. We're working on it, though. Yeah. But this master let this guy slide on $1 billion worth of debt. It's like, okay, the guy begged him. The guy asked for mercy. The guy asked for grace. It's just like Jesus on the cross. When Jesus said, their Father, forgive them, for they know not what they're doing, Jesus is saying, God, have grace. God, have